It's Monday, August 1st, 2016. I'm your host, Joe, and you're listening to the Wet Shaving News Podcast powered by Sharpologist.com. Welcome back to the podcast, everyone, on this beautiful Monday morning here in South Florida. And I could tell you it's about 93 degrees here. It probably feels like it's 105, and maybe if we're lucky, it's 98% humidity instead of being 99 or 100% humidity. So for those of you in humid and hot areas, I very much feel your pain. For those of you who are not and living the life of luxury in nicer weather, I am very jealous of you. So let's move on to the show today, guys. So we're going to discuss some new products that came out. We're going to also discuss rebuilding, replating safety razors and how cool this process has gotten. It's really awesome. And we'll go over a little bit about that. We have a discussion of the week, forums or Facebook. We'll discuss that as well. Which one do you prefer or do you do both? And we have Wade & Butcher's new Facebook page. It's not that new. It's a couple of months old, but it is new to me because I just found it. And I think it's pretty cool to take a look at that if you want to keep up to date with their stuff. We had an online incident with some vendors this week. We'll discuss that too. We'll have a little segment of meetups, and I will have some interviews coming up in the future. Unfortunately, I'm going out of town for a week for work next week, so I won't have anything for at least a couple of weeks, but we will have news, so don't worry about that. But I guarantee you there will be some really interesting interviews coming in the near future. So without further ado, let's get on with the show. So we have some new products. Phoenix Accoutrements has a new product. It's called Aloha Smackdown. And it's a scent based off classic Hawaiian punch. Now, when I read on the site their description of it, it kind of made me think a little bit, remind me of my childhood, because the description puts you back while you're watching Saturday morning cartoons and your mom or dad is making Hawaiian punch while pouring Captain Crunch. And let me tell you, it was pretty cool description. You have to see the site just to take a look. Even if you're not going to buy the soap, please read the description. It's pretty awesome. If you're an 80s or a 90s kid, you would understand, because we grew up watching those shows, and the Saturday morning cartoons were like a highlight for me when I was, I don't know, maybe probably from the age of like 5 till maybe 10 or 12 till it got stupid to watch the cartoons. But it was a really cool description. It's an interesting sense profile of Hawaiian punch. So, I mean, interesting to see what the reviews were going to be on that and what people think of it. So that was pretty cool. Also, Straight Razor Designs has introduced some new custom straight razors. These razors are handmade by Bruno van Duren of Snail Forge, Belgium. And they consist of a 6-8 round point blade, and they're made from 02L6 Howard Clark Damascus steel with a quarter to half hollow grind. There are several of them available, so you got to check them out at straightrazordesigns.com. Really, 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 really cool custom straight razors. There's some different color scales. The blades look really nice. Damascus steel is really, really tough to work with. So, I mean, really awesome job there. I would love to see some more of this gentleman's work in the near future. So, guys, check it out. They have it on the site, straightrazordesigns.com. And moving along, we have Fine Accoutrements has come out with, released a couple of other items. They have Snake Bite and Lavender Scents are now in stock. So, lavender consists of peppermint notes, but it also exhibits subtle rosemary, bergamot, and oak moss undertones. So that sounds pretty interesting. I've seen a few reviews out, they're out there. You got to see and probably see for yourself. It hasn't been too much going on about the soap yet. Also, Snake Bite is a scentless, but it carries a heavy dose of menthol. So if you're really into that stuff, especially for summertime, that cooling scent of menthol, then I think that would be for you. So I have never tried Snake Bite, but I will definitely look for the reviews. It sounds like definitely a summer soap. So really cool, good stuff. Again, lavender and snake bite, and that is from the company Fine Accoutrements at www.fineaccoutrements.com. So check them out when you get a chance. That is also the maker of the very popular American Blend, which is one of my favorite scents. I was actually able to pick some up on the secondhand on Facebook recently, and it was really, really good stuff. I'm really happy that I did. I enjoyed the shave very much. So good, great stuff. They make good quality products, so check them out. And again, the lavender, I guess the reviews are a little mixed online. Again, I'm not a lavender fan. I don't own any lavender soap, so I'm not too sure what a good lavender would be. I'm just not into it myself, so I wouldn't be able to give a very good review on it. But check it out. Check out the site, fineaccoutrements.com. And now we're moving on to replating and rebuilding razors. So there's really a couple of sites. Now, Razor Emporium, I don't know if you guys have heard of him, of that company there. Matt over there, he's been rebuilding razors for a while now. He's been doing straight razors, he does safety razors, and they replate it in several different types of metals and stuff. And they basically make the razors look brand new. And I could tell you just by looking at the site and seeing some of his work in person, really awesome stuff. I mean, you got to take a look. You're taking an old razor and making it new again and customizing it to the owner's preference. You know, the process takes a long time, but you get a brand new vintage razor. Now, regardless of the cost, it's still cost effective compared to cartridges over time. Still, I mean, you know, some people spend thousands of dollars on razors. You can get for, $100 or so, you can get a really nice redone Gillette that could have been a Faramilly heirloom or something like that. So really cool, really nice work they do over there. And also another company I discovered was North Shore Razors. You know, I've been seeing a lot of guys talk about them. And what they do is they revamp the razors in different colors and custom schemes. For example, they'll take a Gillette safety razor, maybe a Fat Boy, and they'll take several different colors and make like they have one right now that's black and green, and they'll take like the little band and the bottom of it will be green. You open it up, it'll be, and these look totally custom. These razors are awesome, and most of the work that he does is under $100, so well under $100. I think his services start around $45 or so for a basic like Gillette Tech. And I've seen this stuff in person, and these items are awesome. Definitely something to look at. So these two companies right here, and I know there's others out there that do offer a full restoration revamp, but these are the two that really got my attention this week while I was looking online looking for them. It's just something that I think is really cool, and I think it's really enhancing the wet shaving world by having these people rebuild razors from the past and making them new again. And now these razors will last another lifetime, not just the person before ours lifetime, right? These razors will last, great grandchildren time. They're never gonna go bad. So it's something that if you have a family heirloom razor, or if you have something that means a lot to you and you want it redone, definitely check it out. Take a look at these services. I have the website in the show notes, and it's razoremporium.com and it's northshorerazors.com. Check them out. Take a look at these two vendors. Great work. And reach out to them. I'm sure they'll get back to you right away. So again, awesome replating razors. Gotta take a look. So another thing I wanted to talk about, and this might take a little bit, is Facebook trolls. Now, there's been a lot going on this stuff. This week on Facebook, I saw a Facebook troll to a popular vendor, artisan, and really caused a stir with everybody. And a lot of people were very upset about this. A lot of people were angry about this. A lot of people were, and I'm going to tell you, I read the letter. The person writing the letter was very rude and very hurtful. I mean, to a vendor that these people put their lives into the business, they really do try hard. And to have somebody go on there and write such vulgar comments about their product, listen, maybe you could have worded it a different way. So what I tell you about these Facebook trolls or these other guys out there that are, They don't have to be just Facebook trolls. Trolls in general. What a troll is someone that's trying to bash somebody's business and they're negative and trying to hurt your feelings, basically. Just don't even feed into them. If it was up to me, I probably wouldn't even post anything like that. I've gotten some shares of mail that or messages that I didn't find were very nice or they were very rude and hurtful. But you know what? I don't care. I do this, I do what I do because I want to, not because anybody else tells me to. Granted, I don't own a business in the wet shaving world, so it doesn't really affect me financially. But to send somebody a message like that, guys, keep it clean. And if you are really looking for that 2 minutes of wet shaving fame, I've been saying it, it's not worth it. Do it the right way. Make videos, go out there, be part of the community, get involved, and you'll become a wet shaving celebrity if that's what you really want. But trolling other people's sites and calling out people and utilizing another site or another group's name, unless you're representing that group, you have no business in doing so. So guys, that's all we're going to do about trolls. I'm not going to give them the time of day, but if you do see a Facebook troll or online troll or forum troll, just ignore them, delete them, and block them from your life, really. It's not worth the time. So another thing we're going to discuss, guys, and that Facebook troll was something I added in last minute. I really want to talk about Facebook or forums. Now, a lot of people out there really enjoy forums. I mean, there's well over 70,000 people on certain forums. Now, I know there's a lot of people that are joining all of the forums. I personally am members of all of them as well. So granted, say there's about 75,000 people or 80,000 people that are on the forums. It's a big, big community. A lot going on there. On Facebook, you have probably a little bit less, probably about 5,000 or 6,000, I'd say. Again, you'll have, I think the biggest group might have 4,000 or 5,000 members. And a lot of people go into separate groups. So it's hard to, a lot of people do multiple groups, I'm sorry. So it's hard to really justify the number. But I'd say that, it's much less than the forums. And a lot of people say, I only do Facebook, I don't do the forums. And people on the forums say, I'll never do Facebook because of their own reasons. And I'm just saying, which one do you choose? Does anybody have a story or a question or something they'd like to know about forums or something they'd like to share about forums and Facebook or vice versa? So guys, I'm asking you if you'd like to write me or send me a message. It's my email address again is joe.wetshavingnews@gmail.com. Send me an email and let me know what your thoughts are on about it. If you choose Facebook or if you choose forums or both, and why you do. So we're going to talk a little bit more about this in future shows. I'm going to bring this back a few times because it seems to be like there's a battle. There's a lot of guys on forums that don't deal with people on Facebook, and Facebook that don't deal with people on forums, or a lot of guys that got kicked off the forums are making groups on Facebook, or vice versa. I mean, it's just a lot going on. So let's see what your thoughts are. So anybody, no question is too small. So if you have a question or a comment, please feel free to email me at joe.wetshavingnews@gmail.com. So guys, as I mentioned in the beginning of the show, we have Wade and Butcher's Facebook page. It came out in May. I can't believe I missed it. I just saw it recently. And it's going to have the updates of the new Wade and Butcher razor. So when they come out, I think that'll probably be faster than the website itself or probably about the same time. So if you're on Facebook, check them out at facebook.com/WadeandButcher/. And that's basically, there's not much on there right now, but it's been updated several times since May. So check it out. It's pretty cool. Again, looking forward to seeing the first ones coming out. So it's going to be really awesome to see the new Wade and Butchers. So we're going to talk about a few meetups. Now, this past weekend, as you know, I'm recording the show in advance, so it's going on actually right now. We have the South California meetup, and that's going on at the moment. I think it's going on today, actually. Riverside. I think that's South California. I'm sorry if I'm not too good. Yeah, it is. I'm just reading it right now, guys. Sorry, I'm talking out loud. So really cool. There's a lot of good artisans over there. A lot of stuff going on. Definitely we'll be looking forward to seeing some videos and stuff afterwards and the results. We also have the Space City meetup. That's coming up on the 17th of September. That's basically That will be in Texas. I'm sorry, I'm looking at the wrong sheet. It's the 6th of August. I'm sorry, I was looking at the ShaveCon. I'm actually on the site myself right now. So Space City Meetup will be in Texas. That is the 6th of 2016. So check them out, shavemeetup.com. Also, we have the New York City Summer Meetup. That will be at Pasteur's, the one on 42nd Street, right? Yep. I'm sorry, that's 34th Street. Yeah, sorry, guys. And then we have, so that's the 34th Street. So I can't believe I messed that up. I actually have been there recently, so funny. And you have Seattle ShaveCon that's coming up as well. That will be on the 17th of September. And in addition to that, we have the Dirty South Shavers Music City Meetup, and that will also be on the 17th of September. The third annual Northeast Shave Meetup, and that will be on the 24th of September. And then the big one, the 13th. National Shaving Collectibles Meet on October 22nd to 23rd. And we've discussed that several times on the show, guys. That's going to be a really cool one. That's the collectible one that costs, I think, $50 to go, but it's well worth it. It's an awesome weekend. So if you're in the area or if you want to check them out, remember, guys, all the meetups I get are from shavemeetups.com. So check it out when you get a chance. It's really awesome. You'll enjoy reading through it. And if there's anything in your town, just look at the contact info and you can definitely contact them and find out what's going on if you can attend. I am working on a few interviews myself with some artisans that have not been interviewed yet, so it's going to be pretty cool. I'm also working on, I'm really looking at, I mentioned this about 6 months ago, so I'm looking for an old-time wet shaver. I'm looking for somebody that's been wet shaving for 30, 40, 50 years traditionally. Really want to find somebody that's been doing that. I'd like to interview them and see how the market, everything's changed since they were wet shaving and what kept them traditionally wet shaving all that time. So if you are a wet shaver or you know somebody that's been wet shaving for 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 years, please, 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 please send me an email at joe.wetshavingnews@gmail.com. And I will definitely get in contact with you. I'd love to do an interview with somebody that's been shaving that long, wet shaving, with traditional products and why they never switched and why they kept on doing it and how they saw the trends and everything and what they think of the market today. So again, you know anybody that's in that area that's been doing that, please, please contact me. So guys, again, our show is powered by Sharpologist.com, what your father didn't teach you about shaving. I'd like to give a special shout out to Mark, aka Mantic59, our host Andrew, who's taking some time off. And guys, most of all, I want to thank you, the listeners, because without you, we wouldn't have a show and it wouldn't be here every other week. So guys, thank you again. You're the most important part of the show. And I appreciate all the comments, all the love, and even some of the negative comments, because that's only what makes the show get better. So guys, please feel free to contact me again. And as always, thank you for listening to the podcast. I will see you in 2 weeks and with some more really special news and a lot of cool other stuff coming up. We also have a special announcement for the podcast coming up in the next couple of weeks. You won't want to miss it. So as always, guys, happy shaving, shave straight, and shave safe. Bye-bye now.